This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show as we blast into the fourth hour. I'm Calvin Ott from Cunnisman Media.
And I'm Hannah Spira. And we've got a great show coming up for you today, because this week down in New Zealand, it is 3 wins to the people and 1 to the deep state. We've got a breaking story that we're going to talk about. It's medical tyranny here in New Zealand. But first, Calvin, should we do a little bit of a breakdown about what the ruling party, the Labour Party, has had to backtrack on this week?
They've backtracked on controversial hate speech laws. In fact, they haven't really backed down on them. They, you know, they're billing it in the media because, as you know, we're in an election year. They want to get reinstalled, and they want to then finish off the World Economic Forum Davos dictates. So they've just parked it in their back pocket, and while we're celebrating at the moment, we cannot rest on our laurels.
Yes, because, of course, Chris Hipkins is cut from the same cloth, although he's trying to say that he's taking the Labour Party, which is like the Democrats over there in the US, back to bread and butter policy, which is, of course, traditionally for the working class. But they have taken on a lot of left-wing, extremist, woke policies of late here in New Zealand, bringing in a lot of legislation that has been really race-based, Calvin.
It has. We have race-based policies, whether it's a type of co-governance sharing. Now, the Treaty of Waitangi, which we have here in New Zealand, is basically a partnership between the native people and the settlers who came. And on Waitangi Day, February the 6th, we celebrate the joining together of the nation, although it is highly controversial. And you will see as we progress through the show, the pushback that's coming from all sides, as the people suddenly realise they're not the enemies, pro-governments are.
Yes, and Donna Porkety-Phillips, the co-leader of the New Zealand Outdoors and Freedom Party, will be joining us in the second segment to take us through to the end of the show and break down some of these pushbacks that we've had here in New Zealand this week, when little old Kiwis have actually stood up and spoken truth to power. And, you know, the Kiwi bird, it's a flightless, nocturnal bird that, you know, digs around in the earth for little grubs. So it's not really, you know, like the flying bald eagle or anything like that. But we need our Kiwis to get out of the dark, stand up, get into the light, and flap their wings and get off the ground and soar, because Kiwis are traditionally very apathetic. But we know after this week, you guys have got it in you. Calvin, the other breaking story that we should touch on now is the medical tyranny here in New Zealand, because as you all know with the Baby Will story, the legal system was very happy to step in there, Calvin.
They were indeed. Now we have a mother of three, former mayoral candidate, who has been sectioned under the Health Act, which is the Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act 1992. They seem to be using this legislation now to go after anyone who dares to question a government narrative. If you are anti-jab, if you have any adverse views against anything the government wants to do to you, I don't know, like the 15-minute cities, like take your rights and freedoms away, all the good stuff you actually should be enjoying, then believe me, they're using the Health Act, under the Mental Health Act, to section you away.
And we did break that story late last night here in New Zealand, because we were on the phone with Pamela Taylor in the afternoon for over an hour, as she had been taken from her home by the police with the mental health department, and then she had been put into an emergency psychiatric service where they had given her an assessment by Dr. Nigel Fanshawe. She was then on the phone to us, and we heard her be driven from that centre to the Waikare Hospital, where supporters will be meeting at 9 a.m. this morning. And we heard the police talking to her. She was very calm. She was not sounding
She wasn't a complete nutbar. No,
at all. They have deemed her to have mental dysfunction. Now, this is all because the family court system here in New Zealand, where the judge has actually ruled that she needed to go for psychiatric assessment because she's having problems with her husband as of last year when she attended the Wellington Freedom protests up there in Wellington, and she travelled twice for a week. And it's because of that her husband, and her views on COVID and the vaccine, that her husband has got the courts involved and has now sectioned her. So we will be getting more information on that as the days go on, and trying to bring you that as we get more confirmation. We will be talking with Donna shortly about that, Calvin.
Yes, and Waikare Hospital is in Dunedin in the South Island of New Zealand.
Yes, so if you're in New Zealand, please get down to Waikare Hospital, the psychiatric hospital, at 9 a.m. Well, right now, if you can get there, go down, and we'll see you shortly after the break with Donna Porkety-Phillips to discuss this. medical tyrannical breaking story here in New Zealand.
Yes, it's going to be fun, believe me.
Yes, and she'll also talk about Waitangi, so see you shortly.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
On the Alex Jones Show. We are now going to bring on our guest, Donna Porkity Phillips. She is the co-leader of the New Zealand Outdoors and Freedom Party. She has a master's in law. She has been a former candidate for Te Pāti Māori, which is the Māori party here in New Zealand. She's been a former mayoral candidate, and she's always advocated for Māori, which are the indigenous population here in New Zealand, in her community. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Kia ora. Thank you for inviting me on.
It's great to have you on. Now, we are going to touch base first with you about this breaking story about Pamela Taylor, the mother of three in Dunedin. What are your thoughts about the information that you know that actually hasn't been published in the mainstream yet?
Well, what that tells me is that I think we have desperate people in government doing desperate things. So if you don't agree with the government narrative, what they are saying to all of us is that you can be sectioned. It's appalling.
100% correct, and that seems to be as soon as people started discovering the fact that they have their true power, they're now looking at things like the common law, they're looking at living law, they're realizing there is a difference between law and statute, and the fact that we have rogue governments who are basically taking over in a tyrannical regime format and suppressing their populations, and are expecting them to basically just curtail to everything that they want to inflict on behalf of their foreign puppet masters.
Yeah, and Calvin, the most worrying thing for me is that what Pamela is reporting is that in the court documents that we are yet to see, she is being it's being said that she has extremist views, Donna. Now, someone might say that you've got extremist views.
Yes, the media has told me I've got extremist views, tantamount to being a domestic terrorist. You know, what we have to look at is our constitutional makeup. In 1986, we had a bloodless coup here in New Zealand where, without the people's mandate, the Longi government back in 1986 made themselves sovereign. So it goes to show, tyranny goes back a few decades, actually.
It certainly does. In fact, from that point on, New Zealand was operating under assumed parliamentary sovereignty, and that's why nothing we do, whether we put submissions in, you go for your marches, go for your you can basically complain till the cows come home, and these people just say, too bad, we're in charge, you'll do what you're told.
But the good news is, Donna, isn't it, that New Zealand is a small country, we've only got 5 million people, and when we stand up and when we push back, actually change can happen. So what we're going to start with now, the first video we want to bring up is you at Waitangi. Do you want to do a little setup for this video, what exactly was going on?
Well, myself and New Zealand Outdoors and Freedom Party, alongside our co-leader, Sue Gray, who's very popular in the freedom space here in New Zealand, we had been sitting, camped out in Waitangi for 3 days. We managed to get ourselves onto the panel for the therapeutic products bill. The day before, it was challenging for us to get there, but we did get there in the end. However, we did organised to get ourselves onto the political panel, and we're told at the last minute that we weren't allowed. So what we did is we decided that we would ask questions from the floor.
Excellent. Now let's roll that clip and then we'll come back and break it down. Donna and Waitangi.
My father, I buried him 6 months ago of his vaccine injury. I'm going to have a kōrero here because this is the appropriate place to have a kōrero. It is. I want to talk to the members of parliament. You did not come out in the occupation for the vaccine injured and people like my father who I buried 6 months ago. My husband's whānau, they buried 30 in 1 month. 30, who were all vaccine injured. I want to know, do you represent us? Are we part of your whānau? Are we part of your community as the vaccine injured?
Will you support a royal commission
on the safe and effectiveness of the vaccine rollout? That's
so
my plan.
Come to our tent for more kōrero. We invite you. We're the only political party with a tent over there.
We also have a tent and we've been there for many years.
Thank you for Donna Pōkiri.
Now, Donna, you are surely understandably upset after that. I mean, that video has gone viral around New Zealand and around the world, because what actually happened there for people watching from overseas is those people that were sitting on the stage are actually elected MPs from the Green Party, and they actually shut you down, didn't they, by singing. Now, what happens for people who don't know with traditional Māori protocols with singing, with waiata, how is that usually used and how did they use it?
So after you have your male speaker, someone gets up and does a waiata or a chant in support of that speaker, and then the whole group will get up and support, as you saw on the stage there. Only very rarely is it used to shut a speaker down, a male speaker down, and I saw that when I was a very young child. And I saw my nunas get up and close down a karawa, which is an old man, after he was speaking. So it's used. I mean, I'm 60 now, and I would have been around 5 or 6 at that time. So it's used very, very rarely, and that's what you saw. I didn't know at the time that there was another karawa, another old man, where they shut down his kōrero, or his what he was trying to the message he was trying to say, they also shut down with a waiata and with a song.
And of course that would be Pōmea McKay. We will be airing his as well, not only the shutdown scene but also his clarification of what he was trying to say shortly, and of course we'll keep you on to break down and get your analysis on that as well.
Yeah, so Donna, why don't you clarify as well, because it's really important that people understand your father has passed away from this jab, and also your husband has had 30 members of his family in the last month. In the next 2 minutes of this section, let's break that down. So what happened? You just tell us about what's happening in your family now.
So when I said 30, that was post-jab. In 1 month, my husband had 30 of his whānau pass away. And it's difficult for family when they're grieving to actually connect the dots. Actually, there were 17 in a matter of 2 weeks. That was the worst month. But, you know, you're talking about deaths continuously for the last 2 years. Every time there was a rollout here in New Zealand where they'd have clinics and they were using bribery like money, TV, phones, food, to encourage families to come and get the jab. Well, as Māori, we go in clusters, right? We go in family clusters to get the jab. And so they were dying in clusters, and we've been recently been having unveiling in clusters as well. The thing is, our people know there is something wrong. They just haven't quite put the dots together yet.
And, of course, in New Zealand, the problem here is, and it's now absolutely proven, that we have an excess all-cause mortality rate that is far beyond any measurable scope from before. I mean, and you're right, we saw the advertising, we saw the coaxing of the young ones, especially national audiences, your lineage, your bloodline. Protect your family, go and get yourself jabbed. Not too many people were taking up, okay, we'll give you, going to a draw for an iPad. Hey, we'll give you some burgers. We'll give you some ice creams. We'll dress people up in Superman costumes so everyone gets into the swing of things and comes along to basically the modern day gas chambers. So we'll be back after this with Donna Porcetti Phillips to continue with this analysis.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And, of course, we just really need to let you know that many of you already know this, but Alex Jones was right. There is an emergency sale on 50% off all the top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. This is really important to help them with their war chest to keep the free speech fund operational. Your purchase is a 360 win and will help take the InfoWar to the next level, because, of course, InfoWars has been leading the way. They've been the tip of the spear for many, many years. They've now given us a platform to get the New Zealand story out. So please do get behind them. Many of our team have purchased their products over the years and we love them. So get out there and support them, because also this is what you need to know about the therapeutic products bill that's getting rolled out here in New Zealand, which is going to limit access to these types of supplements and even just plants that can help with our health. And it's all really important now, Calvin, isn't it? Especially with this jab being rolled out and the effects of it.
Well, do we ever have in a health system in New Zealand? We have an illness maintenance system. You cannot profit off healthy people. Hence, that's why let's get rid of anything that does you good and let's bring in everything that does you bad, because that will keep continuing to create new customers as they go forward. And boy, those pharmaceutical companies have made a killing over COVID.
Yeah, and so what Donna was talking about up there in Waitangi at our National Day over the weekend, they were also talking about Rongoa Māori, which is Māori medicine. Now, Donna, before we look at Pomia's excellent stand up there in Waitangi, why don't we get your quick comment about Rongoa Māori and why, like all natural medicines, it needs to be taken out of the therapeutic products bill.
Yes, so in 1907 we had the Tohunga Suppression Act that was brought in to get rid of Māori healing practices and bring in modern medicine. The Therapeutic Products Bill is the Tohunga Suppression Act Part 2, but it includes all natural medicines, not just Rongoā Māori. It's devastating. My husband depends on Rongoā Māori and natural medicines to keep himself alive. He's a diabetic. When my father was first vaccine injured in 2021 after his second vaccine, we put him on natural medicine and Rongoā Māori to help keep him alive. If I can just share a little bit about what happened to my father. He was vaccine injured, got myocarditis with his second vaccine. With his booster, I was really shocked that he got his booster, and I truly believe that he was pressured by the medical fraternity and people very close to him, because he was told, and the propaganda was, protect your whakapapa. Now, he had already got myocarditis with his second vaccine, so his heart was already injured. With the booster, he got pericarditis and pleural effusion. By the time I got down to the hospital when he was vaccine injured the second time, he also had ulcers in his mouth, down his throat, and in his stomach. And they did not feed him, they did not give him water, and they did not give him any medication for 4 days. To me, that was voluntary euthanasia without even speaking to his whānau, to his family. So this is personal for me. My father was injured and then he passed, and like I said in their video, we buried him just over 6 months ago. This is serious.
Absolutely disgraceful. Yeah, it's absolutely disgraceful what's happening in this country and indeed around the world, and it seems it's the same playbook playing out in every country. The entire Western world is under attack.
Definitely. And now what we want to play next is the Pomia, the stand-up Pomia video. Now, he does talk about the separation of powers and, you know, the corporate state. And there's a great Greg Reese video you can watch about this as well, where he's talking about the corrupt corporation and the three different states they've created around the world. So let's play Pomia and we'll come back for comments.
All of these statutes in the Parliament of England assembled, and all the dominions belonging thereto, and all of the laws and customs of the same. Therefore, you know, there is a difference between statute and law. Law is made by the utterer. The law of gravity was not made by man. Now I want to go on and say that there's three groups of people assembled here today. There is the elected public servant and there is the appointed public servant. Put the emphasis on public servant. And there's the public. And there's the public. Let me finish. And there's the public.
Thank you.
Now, I was late and I apologize. And I hope that in my absence that they began this hooey. Hands off. With our national anthem, Ehoatua. So, before this fellow forces this 82-year-old Komatua, return servicemen, leave me alone, let them do their things. Okay, if you did not begin this hui with our national hymn, end the hui with this national hymn. If you don't,
now, what people need to understand is that was the formal dawn service of Waitangi Day. The Prime Minister was present. All the main political parties in Parliament were present. A lot of different nationalities, religions were there opening up with prayer. Now, this gentleman, he is Māori, but he was shut down by his own, and he is a return serviceman. He's fought for freedom, and those two that shut him down were police officers. Calvin, have you got anything to add?
The large Māori gentleman who was trying to usher him away is the Northland Regional Commander. So in these situations, especially around Waitangi, it's like anything else. You send your own to shut your own down. Well, that's what the state does, but otherwise it'll look racist, see? Pomia Mackay, of course, is former New Zealand Special Air Service, New Zealand SAS, been in Borneo. I think he exited the military because he had an injured back. I know him well. I've known him for over 23 years. That man has not changed his stance. He has continued to push back against the state. And back in the early 2000s, he was a great advisor and trainer for our unit.
So, Donna, what do you think about this? Because they're trying to the mainstream's trying to create a narrative here that the colonizers, i.e. the whites here in New Zealand, or the Pākehā, what they call them, are trying to shut Māori, the indigenous, down. But this is a case of your Māori, Pomia's Māori, and you are both being shut down by your own, aren't you, at a place where there should be free speech on Waitangi.
Quick, women did they go over in the segment?
Yeah, I just want to go back to what he says about God's law. So there are fundamentals, four principles that underpin our democracy. One is God's law, the principles of natural justice, the rule of law, and man-made law. And what we're seeing, man-made law being statute law, is we're seeing the fundamental principles of our democracy being eroded. And this is what this Karawa was trying to express. And to be shut down, they're using tikanga, they're weaponizing tikanga to shut us down.
And so tikanga is Māori tradition, and again, they use the song to shut this man down, and they're using it for their own ends, because what's happening here in New Zealand is the iwi, which is the tribal leaders, are working with the corrupt governments. So he says in this, we're going to play his next explanation in this next segment when we come back, so you can really understand exactly what the point was that he was trying to make.
And it's an absolute beautiful message. When we come back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, They really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to You Alive with the Alex Jones Show. In our previous segment, you would have seen Pomer McKay, a returned serviceman, who stood to clarify his position and basically make his voice known at the Waitangi Day celebrations here in New Zealand. A little difficult to get to the end of his because he was shut down in the manner he was and escorted off. Not in a happy way, of course. Now what we want to do is we want to now bring you what he was actually trying, the message he was trying to convey, and this was shot by Papa Joe, and we thank him for this footage, and I think you, the audience, will realize that a lot more people around the world are coming to this conclusion, and just let the video explain it for us.
The war, the battle of words, has never been Māori against Pākehā. It has always been Māori and Pākehā against their rogue governments. The government is our servant. But they're not acting as servants. They're acting as rulers. So I'm going to go over there. I've got in my satchel over there the laws that I've won in court. Where? That's why I want to join with you people. So we form up Orbe. There is no law to make you pay tax. There is no law to have you register your vehicle. There is no law to have your driver's license. None. There's no law. They have been putting acts together in Parliament. Parliament is not sovereign. Simple as this. When you make a taiaha, can the taiaha rule over you? No. You rule over the taiaha. Until you pick it up and give it life, it's a dead thing. Okay? We living human beings, we give it life. Why did we spill our blood over the overseas? Yes. To have you come back and tell us? You going to do that to us? No. Now, I speak fiercely here, but when I go over there, I speak gently. Okay? Because we want to make friends. The real mark of a rangatira, when he faces his people, he is the public servant. But when he turns his back on the people, and the people are behind him, and he's facing the enemy, that's when he's the rangatira sovereign marshal. Why? Because he's backed by all the sovereign individuals behind him. It was that government that broke the treaty. Oh, yes, they were mostly part of it. It's the government that's trying to hold us back. It's the government that's putting out all these mandates about COVID. Okay? So we must band together. And our power comes from Iwa Matua. Not from the fact that I have a direct descendant to the King Potato. Not from the fact that I have a direct descendant from Potuwane or Wanahatu. No. Our mana comes from the fact that I am a child of God and you and I are brothers. The Paha is my brother. Oh, yes, you and I will sometimes get into a row, eh? There's a way to fix that. Okay? And we must concentrate on, think about the Ten Commandments, think about loving each other, okay? And then we'll move forward.
Now, we do have a mixed history here in New Zealand with the Treaty of Waitangi, and there's always been racial division, but Donna, he summed it up beautifully, didn't he, there, that we can all come together as one and really just love each other.
Because there is a common enemy.
That's right. And the Karawa said it eloquently, actually. The common enemy is the government. You know, and he takes me back to 1986, because it's really important that we, in New Zealand, understand how important 1986 is. 1986 was a bloodless coup where the government gave itself sovereignty without the mandate of the people. So we can question from 1986 onwards whether or not they have legitimate power.
Definitely. What we're going to do now, Donna... What we're going to do is bring in the other narrative that happened this week is a whole lot of people went to a public meeting to see Christopher Luxon, who here in New Zealand is the leader of the opposition party, which is, of course, the National Party here, which is like the Republicans, but the rhinos, not the true patriots. They really are the sellouts to the globalist deep state. So we're going to play you an introduction to that about how mainstream covered it. It took them 24 hours to cover it. There was over 500 people. We turned up. A whole lot of freedom-loving Patriot New Zealanders asked some tough questions, and this is how mainstream wrote about it.
Hey, listen, can I just say, firstly, thank you so much for coming out and for spending some time with us this afternoon. You know, we are going to talk a little bit about that time.
On February the 7th, Mr. Christopher Luxon, the leader of the opposition in the New Zealand Parliament and leader of the Conservative National Party, spoke at a Meet the People gathering in the rural town of Rangiora, just north of Christchurch. The meeting was attended by an enthusiastic crowd of 400 to 500 people. During the question and answer session, several questions were raised about polarizing co-governance issues determined by a racial divide that the current government is rolling out, such as woke education curricula including sexual identity and critical race theory, and of course, COVID jabs and mandates. However, when Counterspin Media started to ask the really hard questions, He scurried away.
Do you have another question?
Hey, Chris. Chris, you're a businessman. I've got one more question. One more question for you, okay? You're a businessman, and I'm from Counterspin Media, and there's a lot of people here that want to know, are you going to find out what is in the Pfizer contract? Are you going to actually look at it? What did this government offer Pfizer to sell out this country, and are you going to release the unredacted Pfizer contract?
Just lost the vote, no?
Is that it?
Bloody joke.
Boom!
You know, the voters are never wrong. They get to choose how we run the country, doesn't it?
Chris, one simple question, Chris, if that's possible. Will you vote into the Pfizer jab rollout, including the bribery and corruption and the wholesale deaths of New Zealanders? Will you open up that? Well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening here is that's Christopher Luxon. He's leader of, course, the National Party. Basically part and parcel of the same quagmire you have in Parliament. Nothing but, the cesspit of corruption. Couldn't answer a simple question. Shut down the meeting quick as a flash, as soon as people started talking about the jab, the deaths, and all the corruption going on. But he's happy to make sound bites and waffle on forever, saying absolutely nothing.
And he just completely ignored you.
Okay, there you go. That is our footage, actually, and we're going to show you the mainstream reporting when we come back. But, Donna, what have you got to say to Kiwis who, in that clip, were standing up, were asking the hard questions, to the point where Christopher Luxon had to scurry off and shut that meeting down early because he was due to stay a lot later?
Got about 1:15.
That's why I asked for a Royal Commission. Because the politicians don't want to debate this issue with us. It's an important issue. And instead, they're shutting every single meeting down. We need courageous New Zealanders to get up and challenge them exactly the same way that you did, Hannah, the same way that I did. It takes some kahunas to do that, but we've got to do it for the sake of our children and our grandchildren. We're in peril times. My father paid the ultimate price for that, and someone needs to be held accountable for their actions, and the buck stops with our members of parliament.
And I will say that Calvin and I were waiting for the microphone because they did open it up to question time. And Calvin,
they weren't giving it to us. They were not wanting to give it to us.
Yep. So in the end there, once they'd shut the questions down, I had to just take the opportunity to stand up and ask that hard question. When will the unredacted Pfizer contract be released? We want that worldwide because we want to know, what did the New Zealand government offer Pfizer to have our people injected with a toxin?
We'll be right back after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show. We are talking Christopher Luxon, the leader of the National Party here in New Zealand. Now, the other story with him this week was that, of course, the ongoing narrative about misogyny being a big player in attacking New Zealand female politicians. And I know Paul Watson has covered that as well over there in the UK, where they are trying to basically make it illegal to criticise females. But Christopher Luxon says, no, there's no such thing as, you know, females getting more misogynistic abuse. He then later on in the day, earlier in the week, backtracked and said, oh, no, they do get more gendered abuse. And what I would say,
Calvin... It's not election year, is it?
Yeah. What I would say is, yes, it's a gender abuse, because any politician who is rolling out the deep state agenda will be criticised, and we won't stop just because if Luxon gets in as the next Prime Minister at the next election in October, he will also be criticised even though he's a man. Now, we want to play the mainstream footage, the mainstream coverage in Stuff, which is a print internet-based platform here in New Zealand, and let's see how they covered that public meeting.
Donna in for her comments.
Yeah.
Smashing headline from Stuff, New Zealand's leading purveyor of misinformation and government propaganda. Christopher Luxon hijacked by anti-vaxxers and conspiracists at packed public meeting. So, who then are Stuff calling conspiracists? North Canterbury has more than its fair share of the lunatic fringe and diehard anti-vaxxers, incorrigible conspiracy theorists, and wacky obsessives. It houses Dr. Joni Girard, who handed out fake medical certificates to support vaccine exemptions, and the sign writer who forged vaccine passes. It's home to Derek Tate, the Harley-riding Destiny Church pastor who has led anti-mandate marches. The first sign of potential trouble is the arrival of far-right conspiracy theorist Kelvin Alp and his pregnant partner Hannah Spear.
Yeah, and there you go. They were basically scared as soon as we walked in the door. Donna, what's your quick comment about the media coverage there? And then Calvin's got a question for you from your legal background.
Well, I've been called a conspiracy theorist, an extremist tantamount to a domestic extremist. Tantamount to a domestic terrorist. So I've been called all the names under the sun by mainstream media. Here's the thing. I had my father's medical records and I said to them, I will give you my father's medical records so you can follow what had happened to him, that he didn't have heart disease nor lung disease prior to the jab. And they didn't want it. So, you know, they only want their one source of truth. So, no, good on you. You know, they say, you know, I've been mocked for coming on to your show as well as a Māori, as an Indigenous person of New Zealand. But you guys,
because we are white supremacists and we are co-opting you, and somehow we have this mystical power that is able to take control of your mind and make you white. Amazing. Brilliant.
Te Māori aho. I am Māori, and as you can see with the tonga that I'm wearing, this is from my dad. He gave it to me on my 50th. I've been a staunch advocate of our people, advocating for bread and butter stuff like a roof over their head, all those sorts of things. So, no, I'm pretty staunch, and I can stand my own ground. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to give a voice to my father and people like him.
No, you're most welcome. And another thing that I think was misrepresented in that stuffed article, we call it stuffed because they are absolutely stuffed with their reporting, is Dr. Joni Gerard. It should have read, Dr. Joni Gerard, hero who saved thousands of people from being killed by government medical tyranny.
And as far as we know, because she is American, she's actually gone back to America, so she's not even in the Christchurch area. But, of course, they have to bring her into that article to try and smear everybody because she went through the ringer and they tried to say she was doing fake vaccine exemptions and all that kind of thing. Now, we did want to ask you one more question before we wrap it up, Donna. This whole thing about indemnity with Pfizer, now, is that possible? Calvin, what was the extent of that question?
The question is quite simple. As we know, Pfizer got indemnity from most governments across the world. They have obtained that indemnity by way of fraud because they knew that it was harmful from the outset. Can indemnity stand, in your legal opinion, when it was obtained via fraud?
In my humble legal opinion, no. It's null and void. Their contract is null and void. Here's the other issue with their contract. What did they put up? What did our government put up as a sweetener, as a, were we going to lose any resources or assets if they didn't reach a certain number of jab people? I mean, I'm just putting it out there, right, because it's the timing of the three waters, trying to nationalize the three waters. It's the timing around that, and there are other issues around that, but for me, for today, it's about the timing of it. Was our water put at risk? We don't know, do we?
Yeah, you're correct. In fact, there's a lot of countries now questioning that Pfizer contract because we have seen the Albanian one leaked, I think, and there's another South American one. That states were basically military bases, ports, certain key real estate has been put up, certain state assets have been put up, and this is why the New Zealand unredacted Pfizer contract has to be released to the public because we have not seen sight nor sign of it, and that is another question that needs to be asked. The corruption in New Zealand is that's the pandemic, and the deaths of people across this nation, that's the pandemic. There was no such thing as this COVID rubbish. Cold and flu took a bloody a holiday for 2 years, then all of a sudden, everyone's dying, right in line with the introduction of the jab.
Yeah, and we definitely want to congratulate New Zealanders this year. Of course, it is also the one-year anniversary of those protests down in Wellington. From the 1st to the 5th of March, there will be a commemorative kind of gathering in Dannevirke in New Zealand. You can check that out on Facebook, 2nd of March commemorations. Have you got any final words, Donna, of inspiration and encouragement for New Zealanders, and how can they get involved in the Outdoors and Freedom Party if they do want to get political in this upcoming election season?
What I just want to encourage people to do is to stand up. To stand up like I did, like the Karawa Pomea did, like Counterspin does, to stand up at every, because we're in election year and they're going to be campaigning. Every political party is going to be campaigning. Let's remember that the two establishment parties, what I say, are the left and right cheek of the same nono. And I'll let you explain
and
what
nono
is.
Nono,
shall we translate?
I'm sure you can use your imagination and work that out.
So if we vote out Labour and vote in National said that, remember, don't forget what National said, that they were going to cut benefits of those that were on benefits if they didn't get the jab. So, you know, we've got the same people in power. Give New Zealand Outdoors and Freedom Party an opportunity to be your voice in Parliament. We can ask the hard questions. You can see that we can ask the hard questions. Sue is out there asking the hard questions. You can go to our website, outdoorsparty.co.nz. You can go to our Facebook page, /NZ Outdoors and Freedom Party, or our Twitter page, @NZOFP. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, Donna Porcadia Phillips. We will continue to fight this important fight for ourselves, for those that have died, for those that are injured, for our children and for our grandchildren.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Donna. And before Calvin has his final wrap-up, I just want to say thank you to all of you out there who have given us our wonderful messages, because, of course, in that mainstream article you would have heard that, yes, we are pregnant, we are expecting my first child, yes, thank you, honey, our first child mid-May. It's Calvin's sixth child. So, you know, what better way...
Someone's got to populate the earth with goodness.
Exactly. What better way to combat the New World Order than to bring in new life and new beings that are going to stand in truth and be the new world that we want to see.
Natural, healthy, unjabbed, loved child.
What's your final words to the people of New Zealand, Calvin?
Stop allowing the government to divide you. Just because they're a different shade, it does not mean they are different. They still want the same for their children. They still have the same wish and desire to be free, to pursue their own happiness. If you cannot help someone, try not to hinder them. If you can't come together, leave them alone. The only time there should ever be an intervention is if someone's life is in danger. The police are there, or should be there, to keep the peace and protect people from harm of another. They are not there to inflict harm upon them by international puppeteering dictates.
And we will be bringing you more information on Pamela Taylor as it comes to hand. This medical tyranny in New Zealand needs to stop.
We'll see you again here on the...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.